homeless man currently in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa police found him and the machete Tuesday on Santa Rosa Avenue and took him into custody. The 34-year-old victim will recover from his wounds. Sonoma County has seen a rise in retailers closing stores recently. From Bed Bath & Beyond to Forever 21, Soft Surroundings, and even the Reading Cinemas in Rohnert Park. Now you can add the Burlington Coat Factory to that list. It's the Rohnert Park location that will close soon. The Santa Rosa store should remain open. No exact closing date or reason for the closure has been given by company officials. According to the Press Democrat, Gina Centeno, the Rohnert Park woman set to stand trial with her husband on charges they tortured their three foster children, passed away while in custody at a local hospital. Her attorney said she had been suffering from an illness but did not elaborate. Her husband, Jose Centeno, still faces three counts of kidnapping for ransom and three counts of torture, and also is charged with eight additional counts related to allegations of sexual abuse involving the children. He will return to court January 28th. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be the only two Republican presidential candidates facing off in tonight's final GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses kick off the 2024 nominating process on Monday. Former President Donald Trump also qualified but plans to skip it and instead hold a televised town hall meeting at the same time. CNN is hosting tonight's debate at Drake University in Iowa. The event, moderated by CNN anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, starts at 6 p.m. California lawmakers are debating whether to ban tackle football for children under the age of 12. The bill will have its first public hearing today before a legislative committee. It's still a long way from becoming a law. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. And the king tides are back, some of the highest astronomical tides of the year. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood advisory from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning that impacts the San Francisco Bay shoreline and low-lying coastal areas of the North Bay. The king tides occur when the orbits of the and alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun combine to produce the greatest tidal effect of the year. The king tides will be with us through Friday. 8:32 at KZST, time for one more check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirab. Hello again, Olivia. How are those roads?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is still pretty heavy starting northbound US 101 from about Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is heavy in that area as well. And then on the southbound side, starts at Hopper Avenue going into downtown Santa Rosa. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirab on KZST.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
With your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, Draymond Green is vowing a commitment to playing without the antics that have plagued him on the court throughout his career, working over the past month on ways to control his emotions and not let hostility take over. The Warriors taking the Pelicans tonight. Your forecast, cloudy skies, rain knocking on the door. It's not too far away. We'll pick up around a quarter inch today. Highs will be on the chilly side. We'll go with low 50s. Santa Rosa about 54. Tonight, turning clear overnight. Clouds leave, and that means temperatures drop. Overnight lows in the low 30s. There should be widespread frost tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny with low to mid 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Marriage, or any partnership for that matter, is a give and a take.
The Sopranos is marking its 25th anniversary with its own TikTok. You can watch any episode in 25 seconds. Now, should that be too quick, the first two episodes are available on the YouTube channel or HBO's streaming service, Max. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
There's a new sack of hot air coming to your radio. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
County's KZST. It is 840, 49 degrees, overcast sky, a little bit of sunshine, and not going to be very warm today, mid-50s. I'm Debbie Abrams, Landon McPherson in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, welcome to the show. You are here. You are our life coach slash advisor.
Very much unqualified, but yes.
You answer questions from listeners, which we will get to. And there's some great questions today, I have to say. First off, I see that you brought me a coffee.
Okay, so we've decided that we're not doing dry January, that our January is going to be a little damp. And, I mean, just so you know, this coffee is, like, unleaded. There's no alcohol in it.
It tastes pretty non-alcoholic, yeah.
I swung by Blue Beagle Coffee this morning in Larkfield. I love that little coffee shop. And I thought, you know, I'm going to bring in a little treat for Debbie this morning. And ended up with a lavender latte.
I have never had a lavender latte in my life.
Is your life changed now?
It has.
For the better?
It is unbelievably delicious.
Awesome.
I gotta say so. And I've never been to this place before. I'm gonna stop by.
It's so cute.
Blue Beagle Coffee.
It's so cute. It's right there in Larkfield to the left of Mulsberry's.
I have not been there. I will be stopping by and getting another lavender latte. Those are great. Those are so good. So, Landon, speaking of cups, question for you.
Where's this one going to go?
We talked about earlier, Brent Allen and I, we did the hot topic of the morning. It was the Stanley Tumbler, this new trendy special edition cup, a collaboration with Starbucks, of course, out just in time for Valentine's Day, pink and red, said to be the it cup, the one from all the bloggers.
Yep.
Blowing up on social media. I guess people are waiting in line at Target and CVS, and they're just trying to get
a Stanley
everywhere. And they started at $45. Now they're up to people are paying $300.
That's absolutely insane.
The Stanley Tumbler. Do you know about it? Do you have one?
So I actually have my papa's Stanley Thermos that he used to use when he went to work, like, you know, obviously decades ago. I still have his thermos. Stanley's been around forever.
So that's the same Stanley.
It's the same Stanley. That they're indestructible and they last absolutely forever. There was actually a really cool story. I mean, I feel bad for the woman. I'm not sure where she was out of, but it was in November. Her car caught on fire in her driveway. And she goes out and she takes a video of the inside of the car in the aftermath. Everything is visibly destroyed. And she captions the video with, "Thirsty? Stanley got you." And her Stanley, it was like indestructible, still intact.
What?
She tagged them in it just so, in the video, just so that they could see, you know, how great it stood up. The CEO of Stanley duetted the video on TikTok and said, "We would like to buy you a new car."
What?
They are the coolest company. Well, now they can afford to since people are spending $300 on these tumblers.
That's a little spendy for a coffee or a tumbler, cup. But, I mean, what a great story. So it actually held up in the fire
and
the crash.
It held up in the fire.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Absolutely. My grandfather's is probably 50 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
So keeps it hot.
I'm going to go try to find one here in Sonoma County. I'm going to go to Target. I heard they're not anywhere to be found.
No.
I'll let you know.
Even in my heart, I see you're not being true to me. Deep within my soul, I feel nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I
games with my heart,
County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Landon McPherson in the studio with your first question. Are you ready?
I am as ready as I will ever be.
This is an interesting one, I will say, sent in. goes like this. Dear Mr. Landers,
my
grandfather just informed me he's on Match and other dating sites after his wife of 45 years passed away 2 years ago.
Aww.
He listens to this segment on Wednesdays and wants to ask your advice on dating. He's too shy and won't reach out. I am doing it for him.
That's so sweet.
Okay, he wants to know, how many dates does he need to have before he can kiss her, and how soon until he can get to second base?
What?
In his words, in his words, which is kissing and holding hands at the same time.
Okay.
So Grandpa is dating again and has a couple of questions about etiquette.
Okay. I love that your grandpa's on the apps. Like, I've never heard of anything like this before in my entire life. I think it's absolutely sweet. Tell Grandpa that he will know when it's time, you know, when he's met his lady friend.
Uh-huh.
And they're officially going steady. He will know when it's time. When you know, you know. And also, if you have a question, just ask, is it okay if I kiss you? Lean in.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your camera. I do everything I can to help you through. Life.
100.1 KZST on a Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies, cool today, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa, getting up to the mid-50s. And now I take you to one of my happy places. I know what I like. The side table, that lamp, that sofa. But do they go together? Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I'm telling you, the designers at Cocostico Home really make it look like I know what I'm doing when it comes to decorating and furnishing my home. Yeah, Banker Boy lives there, but he says he loves what I love, so it works out great. And seriously, Roz is so OMG, Roz. She came to my house, and she'll come to yours, too. Roz is one of the talented Cocostico designers. My home reflects my taste and sensibility, and Roz raised it to the next level of awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. Cocostico Home, sofas, dining tables, and chairs, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home, and remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane, across from Cottingtown, and online at cokasdiko.com.
Happy New Year from Artemedica. We are dedicated to helping you look and feel your best in 2024 and beyond. With a wide range of services, including facial plastic surgery, injectable fillers, Botox, non-surgical body treatments, laser treatments, and spa treatments, our experienced team is here to provide you with exceptional care and results this year. In 2023, you recognized our commitment to excellence by voting Artemedica as the best cosmetic surgery in both the Healdsburg Tribune and North Bay Bohemian. Discover why we are the trusted choice for all your cosmetic needs this year. Artemedica has two convenient locations in Santa Rosa and one in Healdsburg. Trust Artemedica to help you achieve your aesthetic goals and start the new year with confidence and radiance. Call 707-577-8292 or visit artemedica.com to get started today.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
KZST.
101.1 KZST. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Landon McPherson in here. How are you? Are you ready for your letter?
I am so ready.
Okay, so check this out. We went from Grandpa going to second base.
Grandpa going to second base on the dating apps.
To pickleball.
Okay, now let's clarify a little bit. In Grandpa's opinion, second base was kissing while holding hands.
Correct.
So I don't, if you missed that segment a few minutes ago, I don't want you to think that we're
being Grandpa,
salacious.
Grandpa hit second base. Well, he's attempting to anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk pickleball.
Your
next letter here.
I like pickles.
Dear man, I told a little white lie to my new girlfriend, and now I'm going to end up having to tell her the truth. I'm nervous. We've been dating for about 3 months, and I put it off the entire time. She is an avid pickleball player, and I told her I play, and not only that, but said that I'm really good. I have never picked up a pickleball racket in my life. What should I do?
Not tell lies that are easily fact-checked by your abilities.
We
can start there. What should you do? Yeah, why are you spending your time writing me? You should be doing your homework and researching, watching YouTube videos, reading. Join a pickleball team league. It happens on every Sunday at multiple locations in Sonoma County. Make sure you pick a location that is far away from her house so that there's no crossover.
Good point.
If it were me, I would be going out to Oakmont, or I know that at the Windsor Middle School, there's a league that meets on Sunday mornings, and there's a really nice older gentleman who's from Australia that I've played with, and they will teach you how to play. You need to be doing your homework and delaying you actually playing with her until you actually get the fundamentals of the sport down.
Good point.
I hope you're athletic. You know what? Just be careful be thankful that you didn't tell her that you're fluent in, like, I don't know, German, Russian, Mandarin. It's terrible.